You hold enough lamed test, you'll just have to lift the Mishnah. In the Bible, on the Chesmon days, Mishnah says, what kol echad osa yoyim, all these 11 days, that means after Nisha has a period, after she becomes a nida for 7 days, then the next 11 days, those are days that if she sees 3 days in a row, she becomes a zava. So those 11 days is called Bechefkes Taira. She's Bechefkes like to be Tor, like we'll see in the Gemara, meaning if she does not make a bedika during those days, still we say she's Taira. Because it's after the Yemei Nidus, so min haftam, they're like Musalekas Dhamma, they're not Rogo to see Dham during those 11 days after the 7 days of the period. Then the Mishnah says, what's going to be Yoshua Lalot? So she like sits back and she does not make a bedika. For Lloyd Bodka, she didn't check herself out. And this Sukhur is Bizman Tyrus, that they're supposed to make a bedika every day, twice a day. Shroga, whether it was by mistake, Nenser, but she was an Oinus, Hazid, even Bemazed willingly, she did not make the bedika of Lloyd Bodka. So Lachur is Torah, still she's Torah. So Rashi said it's going on Kol Nashim Koi, it's not going on the beginning of the Mishnah. It's like a new Allah by itself. That even though Lachatir was supposed to make bedikas, but it did not make the bedika, still the becheskas to be Torah. What's going to be though Hegiyah Shas Vesta, comes the time that you're supposed to see a period, let's say it's every 30 days, V'loy Bodko, and it comes the day she's supposed to see a period and she did not make a bedika that day, as a Rezu Tameya. Then when she sees Tamei, so who our mission holds that we hold Yesh Vestas Midiraisa, and is Midiraisa like a Chazaka, the Dam should come the day it's supposed to. And therefore, she did not make a bedika that day. We have the right to say that Dam did come, and therefore she's Tameya. And the same thing, Rabbi Meir says, what's going to be here? So holds Vestas Midiraisa, but he says, what's going to be Yemhoisa B'machba? Let's say she's in a hiding place. I mean, the enemy's come into the city, and she's scared, she's afraid, she's hiding. V'egiyah Shas Vestas, in the hiding place, it comes a time when she's supposed to see a Vestas, that if Eloi Bodka, she does not make a bedika that day, Sarezu Tehera. In this situation, still we say she's Torah, we have right to say the Dam did not come. Why? Because since she's scared, she's afraid, that's a sort of take away the Dam. But that takes away the Dam over here. But otherwise, Vice Ramey also agrees, Vestas is the right, so she should be Temeya. Blessed are the days that a man is Tomei, has Tum Azava on him, or else a Zava, Nisha becomes a Zava. And she's counting the Zainikim. Or else a Shemera Siyam Kenegajim, a case where a lady saw one day during these 11 days, that she has to watch herself the next day to make sure she's Torah. So these days, Hare Elu Becheskas Tumma. If they did not check themselves, then we say Faket, a Becheskas to be Tumma. During these 11 days, if she doesn't check herself out, in this case, because since she already saw, like Rashi says, a Shemera Siyam, she already saw, but since she already saw that one day, the mind opened up. Therefore, the next day, she has to make sure to check herself out. If she doesn't check herself out, then we say she's becheskes to be tum. Now the Gemara says, Lamai Hirchasa, what's on the ratio of the Mishnah that says all the 11 days are Nisha's becheskes to be taira? These 11 days after the 7 days of Nidus. So Lamai Hirchasa, Amar Rav Yehuda Lema means the teacher tell us, Shein Letzricha Badika, that during these 11 days, Nisha does not have to make a Badika. Rashi says it means Shachris V'Yarvis. But after these 11 days, then she has to make a bedika. But that's the Gemara we had before in the Yud Aleph, that Bizman and Noiv B'Tairis, Nisha has to make a bedika twice a day. So Chiddush is not true in these 11 days. So Moshe says, that's true. V'amiduk Tani Sefer, since the Sefer, next part of the Mishnah says, Yoshua, she stands sits down, V'loid Botka, she did not make a bedika. Mechlad, L'chadchil, the boy bedika, T'mashma, she's supposed to make a bedika. It's only B'dievre, she didn't make a bedika, she's Torah. So how could you say the ratio of the Mishnah means even the Chachilish doesn't have to make a bedika? So Moshe says, no, I'll tell you like this. The ratio attack is talking about during these 11 days, even the Chachilish, she doesn't have to make a bedika. Without that, the safe is mashma she has to, safe also and we may need her. That means after the 11 days pass by, then the day she's fit to be a nidah, during those days she has to make a bedika. Rochekom, this is what the Mishnah means to say. That called Yud Aleph, these 11 days, Becheskes Taira, and therefore the boy Bedika, she doesn't have to check, even make a Bedika then. She has Becheskes to be Mislekes Dom these days. Avli Bimeni do, so after the 11 days go by, then when it starts the 12th day, that she sees that she can come and need her, boy Bedika, for the Chlami, that's the din that every day she has to make a Bedika twice a day to make sure she's Torah from Tairis. And at this, the Mishnah says, now what's going to be Yoshua? She stam sits back. For Leib Botka, she doesn't make a Bedika. Shkoga, Nen says, either whatever the reason was. For Leib Botka, she does not make a Bedika. Torah. That Bidiyevit, we still say she's Torah. It's only Chachili you have to make a Bedika. But Bidiyevit, if she didn't make a Bedika, still she's Torah. That's Pshan the Mishnah according to Rav Yehuda. That during the Yud Al Piyamim, Lechatchila she does not have to make a Bedika. But after those days, then she has to make one Lechatchila. Rav Chiz Domino, Rav Chiz says like this, Rav Chiz Domino, Noitzvichan and Rav Meir, the Mishnah according to Rav Meir Shita. The Yom that he says, Isha Shein Leveses, an Isha that does not have a Vest Kavua, a period in exactly which day it comes, Sa'asur Leshamah, she's not allowed to live with her husband at all, she can't even be married then. She's also to live with her husband. Why? Because since she doesn't have a Vest Kavua, you have to be afraid every time you live with her, maybe that's going to cause her to see Dam and you'll be living with an Ida. That's Rav Meir Shita. So even according to Rav Meir, Rav Chisda says, Hani Mila, when do I say that the Yemei Nidosa? It's only after these 11 days go by, the 12th day, that she could become an Ida. From then on, she's also to live with her husband. Av Yemei Zivosa, but these 11 days, I guess say first Nisha becomes an Ida. She's told me for 7 days, Midiraisa. Then she goes to the Mikvah Midiraisa. So the next 11 days, then she's mutter to live with her husband. That's what the Mishnah means to say the Kiddush. That during these 11 days, even according to Rabbi Meir, she's mutter to live with her husband. So what's the question? The question of Chizda, that's true. Yochi, if so, Amai, Omer Rabbi Meir. What does Rabbi Meir say the locker is? He holds that Yaitzi, Anisha that does not have a vest kavua, then she has to, the husband has to give her a get. And the Layakser Lomas is a Tanai in the get. He has to speak as clearly, I can have him remarry you. Why? Because Dumas Lekukula Bimei Nida. This is the answer already. So the question is why? Why does he have to give her a get? If he's allowed to live with her during these 11 days, okay. During these 11 days they'll live together. And then after that should be Yasa. But what does he have to give her a get for? Rashi says, Dilama Ask Lekukula Bimei Nida. Shamash Kol Yudalef. Yelenis Rosetan Yasa. Elua Meya, it is Shamash Kol Yud Aleph, yeah. Dilma the Lomo Asta Kukula Bimenida. Smarim says, Smarim says, Dilma Asta Kukula Bimenida. They're still afraid the neighbor should come, Rashi says, Dilma Asta Kukula should come to make a mistake, Bimenida. Biyama Rula Nida, Asula Shamash, Shema, the Kalkulanum. But still you have to be afraid that he holds it's not a good eitzah to say you can only live together those 11 days. Because maybe they'll make a mistake and they'll come to live together even when she days, she could become an Ida. And then we have to be afraid maybe because of the Tashmish she will see Dan. So if it may hold that he should not stay married to her. Then it could be during those 11 days she should be Mutta. So Rav still says, Tony Sefer, since it says in the Sefer of the Mishnah, Hegiya Shaz Vesta, comes the time that she's supposed to have a vest. So then the Mishnah says that she doesn't make a bdika, she's Tameya. For Leib Bodka, that she's Tameya. So the Gemara says, Mechlau de Beisha Sheesh La Vesa Faskinon. Mashma, the Mishnah is talking about Nisha that has a Ves Kavua. And still the Mishnah says in Chiddush that these 11 days she's Becheskes Tyra. So you're telling me Rav Chizda goes according to Rabbi Meir that we're talking about Vadavka Nisha that does not have a vest. And you want to tell me in Chiddush that according to Rabbi Meir that the first 11 days she's Mutta. But the Mishnah is Mashma talking about a case where she does have a vest. So Mara says, no, I'll answer you like this. That really, Chasuri, Mechsra, something is missing over here. This is the way it should be learned. That Kol Yud Aleph Becheskas Tyrom, all these 11 days, she's Becheskas to be Tyrom, Vishay Yulamayla, and really, Mikra, then she's allowed to live with her husband. Even the Nisha that does not have a vest, even contra Rimeya. Over you may need it though, when after these 11 days go by, that then she's fit to become an Ida Asura. According to Rabbi Meir, she's also to live with her husband then. You have to be afraid maybe she'll become an Ida. But the med of Amurim Rem, as they said, the Isha Shein La Vest, the only Isha does not have a Vest Kavua. Avoyesh La Vest, the Isha has a Vest Kavua, Muteris, she's allowed to live with her husband. But Utsvicha Bedika, she has to make a Bedika though. And every day, what's going to be, the Mishnah says now, Yoshua Vlebotka, but the Ever, she does not make the Bedika, whether it's because of a Shkog, or else an answer, or a Zida, whatever reason it was, by mistake, or by Mazin, Vlebotka, she does not make a Bedika, it's Torah, still a Maisa, she's Torah, so only Chachimah, she has to make the Bedika. And then the Mishnah goes on, what's going to be the regiya shas vest that comes to touch, supposed to see a veset? For loy brotkish doesn't make any bdika then, ech nami tumeya, then taka we say she's tumeya. Loy brotkish tumeya. So could be again, the Mishnah goes, could the ratio of the Mishnah is according to the Meir Shita. And someone Isha does not have a veset, they said that those 11 days she's muta. So when it says no, since the end of our mission, Rav Meir says a chiddush here that she's a machbo, and then it comes to the eighth vestas, it doesn't make a vika, she's Torah. So, mashma the beginning of the mission, not Rav Meir Shita. Rav Meir first says in the Sefer, mashma not in the Reisha. So, Mura says, no, I'll tell you really, kudu Rav Meir, it could be the whole mission goes according to Rav Meir. Rochi Koma, this is what the mission means to say. Im loihois, but mashma Isha was not in the hiding place, she was not scared. Vigia shas vest of Leibotka Tumeya and Echnami, because Vestas is midi Raisa. So comes the time she's supposed to see and she didn't check herself. We say for sure the dam came out then. Why? Rabbi Meir, is the one that says that Emhois the Bemach, but she's in the hiding place. Vigia shas vest, comes the time but the vest of Leibotka is Megabdiko, Torah, she's Torah. You know why? Because in such a situation when she's scared and afraid, that takes away the dam. But only because she has cherda. Without the cherda, then we say no, the dam is supposed to come at the right time. And if she didn't make a bdika, then she'll be tameya. That's what Rav Chizkiya learns from the Mishnah. Now, Rav Huna Bar Chiya Omar Shmuel, the name of Shmuel like this. Loim, you know what the Mishnah means to say that called Yud Aleph Yomin is the Cheskas Tyro, come teach us a Chiddush Loimar, Sheina Kavas Lo Veses, Besoich Betoch Yimei Vosa. That during these 11 days, after the 7 days of Nidus, she cannot be Kaveya Vest. Even if she sees Dam 3 times in a row, during those 3 different times, not in a row, I mean 3 different months or 3 different periods came during these 11 days, still she's not Kaveya Vest Kavua. And if it's Oikir, it goes away after one time, that's it. That's the Chiddush in the Mishnah. That these 11 days, like she's Becheskas not to see Dam, even if it happens 3 times that she did see Dam during those 11 days, she does not get a shame or Veskavua. Omer Rabbi Yosef, Yosef says like this, Lo Shmi'li Hoshmaitet, I did not hear this halacha. Rashi brings down that Rabbi Yosef, when he got older, forgot his learnings. So even the things he said over, he forgot. So Talmud Abaye reminded him, Omalai Abaye, Abaye said back to him, Ata Matan Alon, you yourself taught us this. And the Yahoo Amatalon, you taught us on this halacha, it's Gemara later on of Samach Tes, Samach Gimel. Like this, there's a Mishnah like this. Hoyselimuda Lias Rey Yem Tesvov. She used to have a vest kavua to see every 15th day, let's say of the month. Every Tesvov, the Chodesh used to see that was the vest kavua. The Shinseli Yem Chof. And it happened one time now that she did not see on the 15th, but she skipped to the 20th day. So Lachra is now Zev Zasurim Lishamish. The next month now, she's still also on the 15th day, because that still was a vest kavua, but she's also after to be choshen. Maybe she's being kovei a new vest for the 20th day. What's going to be shinsa paman? It happened the second month also, she did not see on the 15th, but on the 20th day. Still, hey shinsa, she skipped twice. Liyam chav to the 20th day, still zev is asur, both are also. Now, the amount of law and you told us like this, some of you don't mashmuel. It means only if a vessel kavu was is not the 15th day of the month, but the 15th day of a tefillah. Meaning after she went to the mikvah, the 15th day after the tefillah, that's when she saw a vessel. And it happened 3 times in a row. So first she was kaveya vessel at the 15th day of a tefillah, that's when she sees it. And then it happened that she skipped twice to the 20th day. Shehein, that these days really are chav beis l'riyasa. Really, it's the 22nd day for the first time she saw. Because you have to minus the first 7 days of Nidah, and then midirash, she goes to the mikvah, so comes Achov Beis L'Riyasa. So if you wait now 22 days from the first time she saw, so what's 22? That when you first see, so you tummy for 7 days, and then you have the 11 days, so that 7 and 11 is 18 days. And then you start over again, you see a cycle to be a Nidah. So if she sees 22 days later, that's the period of the Zaman of Nidus. That's why she could be Koveya Vest then. To us, the Mimeni Dosa Koilo. She's in the days. If she would see then, she'd be a Nida, so she'd Koveya the Vest. Avo, but if it would have really been only Tesvav L'Riyasa, let's say she saw a Dam, and then 15 days later she saw a Dam again, so really 15 days later is in the middle of the 11 days. Because when you see dam, so she's tummy for the next 7 days, and then after that starts the 11 days. So she sees 15 days from the time she saw dam, that's right smack in the middle of the 11 days. In such a case, you may divorce a koi, she's in the middle of the day that she could become a zavo, and then like kavua and echnami, then she would not have a ves kavua. So that's what Jew Rabbi Yosef Guf explained to us, that's what the Mishnah says later, that if she's used to seeing every 15th day, it does not mean 15 from the last riyah, but it means 15 days from the last time she went to the mikvah. So this is saying you say, because during the 11 days that she could become a zavo, she cannot be kavei a ves during those 11 days. That's the chiddush of our Mishnah, and the reason is because those days she doesn't see, she's like Mislekas Damin. Omer Rapapa says this, Omer Rapapa, Amri Salishmaita Kaimei Rav Yehuda Midiskuta. I said over this halach in front of Rav Yehuda Midiskuta, that Mikvah Loikavor, Taka true, she's not Kaveya Veset during these 11 days, that's true. But the question is, Meichesh Mal Denechesh Lo, she would be afraid at least like a Veshani Kavua. Let's say again, she saw dam now, then she sees dam again 15 days later. So that's during the 11 days. So does she have to be afraid again for 15 days or not, like a Veshani Shani Kavua? A Veshani, if it happens one time, the loch is, the next time that this amount of days pass by, she has to be afraid. But here in this case, where the days is only in the May Ziva, we have to be afraid even for one time or not. That's the Shaila. Sishtika kept quiet. He couldn't answer him. He wasn't sure. What's the law called? The Venisha has a vested in the middle of your May Ziva. Is she afraid at least for one time or not? Should it be like a Veshe and a Kavua? So he didn't answer him. Omer HaPapa, Papa said like this. Nechsianan, let's see. What's going to be Hoysilimuda Lias Roy Liyem Tezvov? She had a vest kavua for the 15th day, like I said before, it means the 15th day after she went to the mikvah. For Shinsa, then she changed. L'yoyim chof, she changed once and did not see the 15th day, but to the 20th day. It says before what? Zeh v'zeh, it says both of them are also. Because the 15th is still a vest kavua, and if you don't skip it three times, you're not accurate. And the new one, yoyim chof, that you have to be afraid, even for one time you have to be afraid. And at that halacha was said, the Yom Rav Yudah Mashmuel, Lashon, when was that learned? El Tezvav L'Tfilosa. Only 15 days means after she went to the mikvah. Shehem, which is really Chav Beis L'Riyosa, really it's the 22nd day from the last time she saw a period. So that's after the Yemei Ziva. Therefore, she was Kavei Avest. And now, Vashinsa, she changed, L'Yom Chav Zayin. When she switched now to the 20th day, really means the 27th day from last time she saw Renita. And so, v'chiyahadri v'osi, when we come to be afraid now again for the 15th day, v'chiyahadri v'osi esom v'tati kaimalo v'tach yimezi v'osa. Really, if we be afraid now for 15 days later, it's come out in the middle of yimezi v'osa. And still it says in the Mishnah, zeh v'zeh asurim, both of them are also. Is Alma, what do we say? The Chashinua, we are afraid. So how many here was like this? So what happened this month was, instead of seeing the 15th day, she did not see them, but she saw the 20th day. So it says the next period now, she has to still be afraid for the 15th day, and for the 20th day. Now the Havamina is, when do we start counting? Not from the 20th day that she saw right now, but we start counting from the 15th day that she was supposed to see. See if you can start counting from the 15th day that she was supposed to see, then it comes out the next time Yechoshia for that Veset of Yom Chof comes out Yemei Zivosa. So Kopodim, we see that if you do see Yemei Zivosa, you have to be afraid for it. At least one time you have to be afraid for it. So you see Yuach HaShinan. So Mara says, no, there's no Raya. The Mara says, I'll tell you, Amalei Rafun, the brethren of Yeshua, the Rav Papa, Mimai, who told you that? That again, when she skipped the 20th day, the next time you start counting from the 15th day that she should have seen. Who told you that? Dilmano Esrin Vatarta Nami me Esrin Vazayin Minyonin. That you have to count another 22 days, we don't start counting from the 15th day that she was supposed to see, but we start counting from the 20th day that she did see. That's the pshat. There's Dilma Esrin Vatarta Nami, even 22 days that you count, is me Esrin Vazayin Minyonin from the last time that she saw. The last time she saw, the 20th day really means the 27th day from a period. So that's the way you start counting from. Not the day she was supposed to see, but the day she actually saw. If so, then it comes out good. When you start counting again, Esther and Metartin, another 22 days, you may need to do so. It only comes down in the middle, you may need to do so. That's why we're afraid for a vested even Sheni Kavua. But it could be if she sees during the May Zebra, even one time, it would not be a question. She don't have to be afraid, it's not a vest at all. And the Gemara says, really, I'll tell you, the Hochi Nami Mestav, this is also like this. Why? Because Dila Temech Vidakna said like this. I was thinking another proof also. What's going to be Hayatana Gota, this hen? The Ram Yer, how she lays eggs is like this. The Ram Yer Yoyma, usually one day she lays an egg. The Kav She Yom, the next day she takes off, no eggs. For Ram Yer Yoyma, the third day she usually lays an egg. The Kav She Yom, the fourth day she takes no egg. And then what happens all of a sudden now, the Kav She Tre Yoyma. Instead of seeing now the fifth day, she took off the 50 also she did not see. And then Vuram Yechad Yom, then she does see the sixth day now she saw. And so what are you going to tell me now? That Tihadre Nokta Kulakame Nokta. When you say she goes back to regular cycle now, the same, to miss a day, and yes, no, yes. Do you say she goes back to original one? In other words, now she saw 2 days in a row. So do you say now the next day is going to be a day that she's not going to see? Or do you say no, go back to the way she saw right now? So it says, Kihadre Nakta, when she goes back to a schedule again, Klakame Nakta, did she go back to schedule now? Because now what happened was the fourth and fifth day she skipped. So the sixth day she sees. So do we say now the seventh day she's going to see also? Or do you say, no, go back to the original way, the way she's supposed to, that she's supposed to skip this day? Or you can be covered that day. And just say, no, go back to the original way, one yes, one no, one yes, one no. Is that koch, even the sword to say, klakame nokte? That even though she skipped 2 days, okay, she skipped a day. But now the next day, we're going to say she is going to see. And the following day, no, the following day, yes. So how do we go? We continue on from the way she sees right now. And we don't go bust and say the way she should have seen. So the same story here by Nidra also, that even though one period she skipped now to the 20th day, we don't start counting now what would have been if she would have saw the 15th, but we continue onwards now. From the way she saw now the 20th, it's like another 22 days, another 20 days from this day now. So the vest that comes out during the Yemei Nidus, which is Kaveya vest, and not during the Yemei Zivosa. So you have no proof that will be by Yemei Zivosa. Oh, Malay, but Papa says like this. That's what Rosh Lakish said. That Isha Kavas Laveses Petach Yemei Zivosa. An Isha could be Kaveya vest during the days of Ziva, means during these 11 days. But he says in Loshen, V'yein Isha Kavas Laves Petach Yemei Nidusa. But an Isha cannot be Kaveya vest during the day she could become a Nida. We'll soon see what that means. Of course, that's just the opposite of what we're saying. And Rabbi Yechlin says though that Isha Kevas Lovestas Petok Yemeni Dosa. No, Anisha could be Kevayavet during the Yemeni Dosa. His Echidem, what's the case talking about? Love isn't talking about Kagoin the Chazoi Resh Yachar. Isha saw on Rosh Chodesh her period. The Chamisha Biyachar. Then she saw 5 days later again. And then the next month again, Resh Yachar. She saw on Rosh Chodesh. The Chamisha Biyachar, the fifth day of the Chodesh, she saw again. Perhaps to the third month, Chazoi the Chamisha Biyachar, or Resh Yachar Le Chazoi, the third month, she did not see on Rosh Chodesh. She only saw on the fifth day of the month. So that's the Shali, she Kaveya Vesna Kavua for the fifth day of the month. Well, come, you're telling me now, Isha Kavas Le Vesna Zbatach Yemeni Dusa, yes. Even though the first two times she saw on the fifth day of the month, it was in the middle of Yemei Nidus, because she already saw Rosh Chodesh, she was a Nida ready. But so what? Since now the last 3 months she saw on the fifth day of the Chodesh, she's Kaveya Ves for the fifth day of the Chodesh. Alma, what do we see? Meresh Yarcha Minyonin, that we start counting from Rosh Chodesh. We counted that the first 2 months is the period started on Rosh Chodesh, and then she goes what to the fifth? So also we start counting from Rosh Chodesh, we see. As you continue onwards, and that the way she was supposed to see. Omlai said back to them, Loi, that's not the pshat over here. So how many words you see, according to Rosh Lakish, she's not going to have a vest. Why? Because it's called Yemei Nidus. She saw the last two times during Yemei Nidus. So how many words, even this third time also, we consider like she's seeing in the middle of Yemei Nidus. Need to say this third month, even though she didn't see in Rosh Chodesh, but we consider as if she saw in Rosh Chodesh. And that's why, according to Rosh Lakish, she's not being Kuvaya Vest, because it's called Ariya during Yimei Nidus. So we see, even though she didn't really see in Rosh Chodesh, we consider as if she did see. So not like we were saying before. So Mora says, no, Amalei Hochiyam, this is what Rabbi Yochanan meant to say. The cases like this, Kagoin de Chazoi Reishi Archo, she saw in Rosh Chodesh. For Reishi Archo, and then she saw again in Rosh Chodesh. And then what happened was, V'yestum v'chamisha, on the second month, she saw again the 25th day of the Chodesh. For Reishi Archo, and then in the beginning of the third month, again she saw in Rosh Chodesh. So this is the case that she saw three times in Rosh Chodesh. So their meaning, we say here, that the May Yisrehu, this Tustabo, that extra dam that came out, and as we say, really, she's Kaveh Ves for Rosh Chodesh. I, this last month, that she saw the 25th day of the month, so Pshat, that's like extra dam. That's not really a dam that's supposed to come, it's only extra dam. But really, we say what? The Ikav Ves, it is on Rosh Chodesh, and therefore she's being Kaveh Ves for Rosh Chodesh. The same thing to Yosef Rav and Mechonachus, the Yamal, the people come down from the Yam, Amru, Karafuna, Bredi, Mshu. They also sound like this. Now that's the case we're talking about. Like Rashi says, going to Chazoi, Trezim, the Breshiach, or Pam Shlish, the Chofei, or Vis Rosh Chodesh, Devilei Hach, Rias, the Besraisom, she Shlish, the Rias Rosh Chodesh, Terchi Menidusa. Mamish, she need the Miyem Chofei. Shemach, call it Terchi Menidusa. Donido, the Chit, she saw the 25th day of the month, so really on Rosh Chodesh, she's a Nida. The time of my habit, why should be king of best here? Urcha b'hachich niftach meinu mishum diom ha'ach ri the Rosh Chodesh riyosa vest to see. We say really the Rosh Chodesh is the vest. I thought that you saw a little bit before that's only dom yisay the tusav bo. So that's the pshat over here. So kids, it could be known that whenever she, even though she's supposed to see, if she did not see that day, we never include that day. That day is out of the picture. We always only count from the last time she saw a dom. That's halochah. Whenever you convey a vest, it's only from the last time she did see. And from that point onwards, we'll chesh it for a vest. You have an alach of an eskusim. Yeah? Yeah, now the mission is like this, yeah. Mem, yoytzei daifim. What's when Isha gives birth, not a normal birth, but comes off the cesarean, it comes out through the side. Rashi says, always mean by day some. There's some type of medicine, they opened up the intestines and took the baby out, but was not born a normal through the womb. So lachur is ain yosh from all of you may tumav you may tarav in chav melev korban. Tanakamol does not call the leida. The isha has no special din tumav leida and no tyra you may tyra, and she's not chayav a korban. It's only if the vlad the birth came out normal. We have yishim and aymen no harezi kilo. His shiut was no. Even the yosh tzedef is called the leida, and therefore she has a dinam of tumav for 14 days is in a kaver and then tyra for 66 days is chayav a korban then. Now the Mishnah says, "Kol anoshim metamza beitachitzen." Banisha, as soon as the dam leaves the womb, even though it's inside the body, still she's tamei. As soon as it leaves the womb, even though it's inside the canal, the vagina, still she's tamei. Shneimer pasuk says, "Dam yezoyva bipsara." So that's even though the dam is still bipsara in her flesh inside, still she's tamei. Aval hazav u'bakeri, but by a man it's not the way. By a man, when he has tumazav or tumazbakeri, ain't the metama machetetse tumasim achos. He's only tumah when he leaves his body, comes out of his body. Because the man is inside, even though it's in the aver, still he's tore. It's only when he leaves the body. Hayoch, what's going to be now for a man, a kayin? Hayoch of a truma, he's eating truma. He was tore. So here geshin is dazayvav, when he feels that the zera is like about to leave his body and it entered into his aver already. He felt the feeling. So, but it didn't come out yet. And he's eating truma, in his mouth. So what should he do? So Mishnah says, Aheta, oiches b'yam is allowed to hold on to his aver, as if to hold back the zera from coming out. Or belayas a truma, let him swallow the truma. Because he's not tummy until it comes out. Or metame b'chol shubo, when it does come out, the zera is tummy no matter how small it is. Afilu kenachal, even though it's small like a mustard seed. You need a repochus mikad, no matter how small the zer is, or the zazal, or the dam of a nidor, they themselves, the dam or the zav, is not a tumor, no matter how small it is, it's tummy. We'll see exactly the Gemara, we need to share this. Another Gemara says, Amar Rav Mani Bapatish, my temayad rabbanon, what's the swear of the rabbanon that they say a yoytzi deifin is not called a leida? That an isha has no tumas leida, then it has no yumei tyra. Omakor, the Pesach says, Isha Kisazriya Vyoda Zohar. Nisha became pregnant, she gave birth to a Zohar. So we darshanacha tailed the mokim shimazras. She has to give birth through the same canal where the zera goes in, meaning the regular canal. That's the way the baby has to come out. That's called a leida. It comes out through a cesarean, then she has no tumas leida. That's the Rabbanan Shita. For Rabbi Shimon, what does he do with this post? The guy says, Isha ki sazri of yoda. Hayi, he darshans that post to teach me, the afilu lo yoda ela kain shazriya. And even what came out of the womb was not a real vlad, not a real fetus. It was only like liquid, like mamish. It melted down the vlad and came out mamish just like the way zera is liquid, just like zera. Even though she had a lady elakain shazria in the same form as zera, ima timaya lady, still the mother is tumas lady. That's from Shimon Shita. If the placenta came out and his mamish only full of liquid, he also she's timaya. That's also called kain shazria. That's what the pasuk means here. But it does not mean to teach us that a leida through a derech doifin is not called a leida. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, okay, good. That's what Rabbi Shimon does with that pasuk. But still, how does he know his drasha? What is Yagra Nechom, though? For Rabbi Shimon, my tamay, what's his reason to say that a yaitse doifin is called a leida? On the Rosh Lakish, Shomakro, the pasuk says, Taylet says an extra pasuk Taylet. What she says, there's vim nekeva Taylet. Was an extra word tailor. It could have just said v'im nekevul tamei shvuayim. So was there an extra word tailor here? So Shimon Dashan, the extra word is teaching us. The Rambam comes to include yotze doifin. But even though the vlad comes out through a yotze doifin, still it has tumas later. For the Gemara of Rabban, what do they do with this extra word tailor? How do they use it? For Rabban, haimi boyle, they use it. The rabbi is tumtum viadrugnis. If an isha gives birth to a tumtum, it means the makam azachwis is covered up. We don't know for sure, but the zachron gave her. Rosvan drugnis, you have both simonim there. They have it there, the isha has tumas later. Because without this ribuy, otherwise, the sarkotatachim, and I would have thought to say like this. Maybe the pasuk says zachron akeva ksiv. So maybe only zachar vadai nakeva vadois. Only if Nishi gives birth to a Vade Zohar, a Vade Nekeva, then she has Tumas Leda. But maybe below Tumtas Vyadrugnas, then she gives birth to Tumas Drugnas, maybe there's no Tumas Leda. It's Kamash Mulan. That's what we're about to do with this.